This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Holy Trinity Thursday CE. First posted June 3, 2010. Luke 7:1-10. The centurion slave. Paraphrase. A centurion had a slave who was dear to him, ill and at the point of death. When the centurion heard that Jesus was in Capernaum, he sent Jewish elders to Jesus asking him to heal the centurion's slave. The elders told Jesus that the centurion was worthy because he thought highly of the nation of Israel, and had built their synagogue. Jesus went with the elders, and as they approached, the centurion sent friends to them, telling Jesus not to trouble himself further. The centurion felt unworthy to have Jesus in his home. And as a man of authority, the centurion was accustomed to giving commands and having them carried out. He believed that Jesus could say the word and the centurion's slave would be healed. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said that he had not heard such faith in even in Israel. When the messengers of the centurion returned to him, they found the slave healed. Commentary: God had been preparing his people, Israel, to expect and receive the Messiah, Christ, God's anointed eternal Savior and King, for thousands of years. The Jews had the Old Testament scriptures, and yet most failed to recognize and receive Jesus as the Messiah. God didn't intend his salvation to be only for Israel, he wanted to include all people. Christ's physical ministry was focused on Israel. Jesus was making disciples who would be born again, John 3:3-5-8. Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5-8, Acts 2:1-18, and then would continue Christ's mission to the end of the earth in both senses of distance and time, Matthew 28:19-20. Relatively few Jews responded to Jesus in faith, but there were enough who did to carry out and fulfill God's plan. Jesus did respond to faith wherever he found it, healing the Syrophoenician woman's daughter, Matthew 15:21-28, a Gentile military officer asked to risk, the Oxford Annotated Bible, Revised Standard Version, Education by Herbert G. May and Bruce M. Metzger, John 4:46, page 1290, New York, Oxford University Press, 1962, Son, John 4:43-53, and this centurion's servant, for example. The Jews saw the miracles Jesus did in response to faith in both Jews and Gentiles, and yet refused or failed to respond in faith in Jesus. God's plan of salvation, depends on faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ. God deliberately designed it that way, because he wants each one of us to be free to accept or reject Jesus' salvation for ourselves. For those who need proof in order to believe, there is none. But for those who believe, there is abundant proof. This centurion truly believed in Jesus, and he acted on that faith. He believed in Jesus' power and authority to command healing for his servant. The centurion didn't need to see Jesus perform some religious ritual over his servant or say some incantation in the servant's presence. His faith was rewarded by proof. The servant, who had been at the point of death, was healed and well. The Jewish elders were willing to ask Jesus to heal a Gentile's servant, on the basis that the Gentile was a friend of Israel and had built their synagogue. The centurion himself felt unworthy to receive Jesus into the centurion's home. The Jewish elders were in need of spiritual healing, but they would not ask Jesus to heal them. They wouldn't even acknowledge their need for spiritual healing. But they were willing to ask Jesus to heal a Gentile's servant, perhaps seeking proof that Jesus was the Messiah. But even when they heard of the centurion's servant's healing, they did not believe in Jesus and turned to him to be healed. We have all sinned and fall short of God's righteousness, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. The penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. Jesus is God's one and only provision for the forgiveness of our sins and salvation from eternal condemnation, Acts 4:12. Are we willing to acknowledge our spiritual terminal illness and, in faith, ask Jesus to heal us? Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14. The Oxford Annotated Bible, Revised Standard Version, Education by Herbert G. May and Bruce M. Metzger, John 4:46n, page 1290, New York, Oxford University Press, 1962.